ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The who's who of the publishing world will be at the State Library of Victoria tonight for the announcement of the winner of this year's Stella Prize. The Stella Award celebrates writing by Australian women and non-binary authors, and I'm pleased to say that this year's winner will be here with me on RM Breakfast tomorrow morning. And it's always exciting to speak to the person who wins the prize because, obviously, that is just so exciting for them in their own life. Claire Nichols from The Book Show is here. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
It's always very exciting when you see other people winning things and after they've tried so hard. What do you make of this year's shortlist?
Yeah, it looks really good, PK. I feel kind of personally attached to this year's list because I was in Adelaide this year when all the judges for the Stella were there deciding what was going to happen with this year's prize. And I got to speak to them all and they were so excited about this year's list, really effusive in their praise. They took so much joy from judging this, which when you think about how many books they would have to read and how many times they would have to read them, the fact that they got so much pleasure from this year's list, I think really says a lot. But the thing you need to know about the Stella, PK, is that it's not really tied to genre. So nonfiction can be competing against poetry, can be competing against memoir, fiction, even graphic novels. I don't know quite how they do it. But because fiction is my jam, I've been looking at the fiction options on the list. And today I've picked out a new favourite I found on the list. It's called Feast and it's by Emily O'Grady.
Okay, I like a favourite. So you've set it up. What's it about?
It's a contemporary story. It is set in, we're in the Scottish Highlands, but I want you to imagine a crumbling Scottish castle. This place should be beautiful, but it's really seen better days. Very secluded. And if you go inside, PK, you're going to find dirty dishes in the sink. You're going to find dusty rooms. It's kind of a bit of a mess. And the people living there are a bit of a mess too. We've got Alison. She's a former actress in her 40s, but she's not really doing anything now. She's a bit of a recluse. She's in a relationship with a guy called Patrick. He's Australian. He used to be a rock star, but he's not doing a whole lot of anything now either. And then they've got Patrick's daughter, Neve, staying with them. So this is a daughter from a previous relationship. Neve has grown up in Australia, but she's taking a gap year and she's come to live with her dad and her stepmom in this castle. And is she happy there? Is she made to feel welcome there? Possibly not. But anyway, it's her birthday weekend. She's about to turn 18. Patrick's decided they're going to have this kind of fabulous catered dinner in the castle and he's invited Neve's mum, Sharon, across from Australia. So this is his ex-wife. Sharon is coming across. She's got some things she wants to confront Patrick about. Patrick does not want to hear about it. Neve's feeling awkward about her mum being there and her stepmum being there. They're going to have this big party, PK. What could possibly go wrong?
What do you like about it?
This is just a really clever book. Because I think, you know, the title Feast suggests something kind of beautiful and sumptuous, right? And we're reading a book about a rock star and a movie star in a castle. This should be a beautiful novel about beautiful people, but everything's kind of awful. And the way Emily O'Grady uses language, even the people, even their bodies, they're described as fleshy. They're described as pale. This catered meal, you know, the food is kind of slimy and unattractive. And this is a book, I think, kind of about rot and the rot that exists inside people. I really enjoy the journey that you go on to discover these people's secrets and what's been kind of festering away inside them. Yeah, it's really fun. It's really clever. And I think it really deserves its place on the Stella Prize shortlist.
Excellent. Now, just before I let you go and moving away from the Stella shortlist, you like another book, The Morningside.
Yeah, this is by Taya Obrett. People will know Taya for her novel, The Tiger's Wife. This book, I'm describing it as a dystopian fairy tale. Now, I should say Taya Obrett, she is based in the US, but she grew up in the former Yugoslavia. She left there under difficult circumstances. And that's relevant because this is a book about exile, migration. It's set in this future version of New York, which has been kind of racked by climate change. A lot of it's underwater. And this young girl, Sylvia, and her mum come to New York as migrants. They're going to, theme of the day, another crumbling building, this time a crumbling apartment block. And they're going to work as caretakers there. There's this very mysterious woman who lives on the top floor in the penthouse who the 11-year-old Sylvia finds really mysterious and enchanting. This woman walks these three huge dogs at the same time every night, and Sylvia really wants to know what's going on there. Are these dogs even real? Could they be people under a spell? It sounds all a bit wild, but this book really works. It's got magic, mythology, all these dystopian elements, but it's also a book about love and family, which is what I love to read about. So I really recommend this one.
Yeah. I like a bit of love and family in my books too. Yeah. Claire, thank you.
Cheers.
Claire Nichols hosts the book show here on RN. Today she recommended two novels, The Morning Side by Taya Obrecht and Feast by Emily O'Grady.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.